You don't know that, okay. Let's see, what do the wheels of the wagon fit onto? Same way with the car, the thing that goes under the car and then there's a wheel on each side.
An axle?
Mm-hmm. And what would you call an X-shaped frame that you would lay a log across to chop it? A carpenter would.
Oh, the horse?
All right. Uh-huh. Is that the same as the A-shaped frame that you might use two of them and put a border
across?
That's
what I was thinking. No, I don't know what that X thing is.
The horse is the A-frame.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and you straighten your hair with a comb and a
brush.
And when you're using that, you say you're going to
brush your hair.
Mm-hmm. If you sharpen a straight razor, you might use a leather
belt. I don't know what it's called.
Trying to think of another way to get this one. Starts STR.
A stirrup. doesn't shows you how well I spell.
STRAP or STROP? They're two very common pronunciations for it, and I'm just trying to find out which
one again.
STRAP or STROP?
STOs.
In other words, strap or strop, which would you say?
Strap.
Okay. Oh. Then what would you put in a revolver? Not bullets or shells, but you might put
ammunition.
You might say he wasn't using real bullets, he was firing blank.
Blank bullets. I would call them just blanks.
Mm-hmm. All right. The same word is a little thing that might fit down into a certain type of ink pen. It's an ink
cartridge.
Okay. Let's see. These are playground equipment. There's a kind of thing that is a board across a trestle, and a child sits on each end, and they go like that.
Seesaw.
And if they're doing that, you say they're doing what?
They're seesawing.
All right. Did you ever see a limber board that was fixed at both ends and a child jumps up and down in the middle?
No.
There are people in certain parts of Georgia that have heard of that, and nobody else anywhere ever. Call it a joggling board. Did you ever hear that?
No.
Nor have I. Not an Atlanta word. Let's see. There might be a plank anchored in the middle, and children get on the end and spin around.
Merry-go-round? That's not the same thing, though.
Well, what is a merry-go-round?
It's that just one, it's like a circle of wood when you go around.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Well, it's the same idea, going around. Did you ever hear that called a flying Jenny?
No.
Okay. Then a thing that you might attach to a tree limb, two ropes, and a seat?
Swing.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what you would carry coal in?
A bin.
Is that what you'd carry it in or what you'd keep it in?
Probably keep it in.
Well, what would you carry it in?
Train.
What?
A train. I don't
know. Oh.
I don't know.
Okay. What runs from the stove to the chimney? An old-fashioned stove.
A pipe.
Okay. Do you know the difference between a pipe and a flue? I know. You can explain it to me if you do.
No, I don't.
Okay. You know what a flue is?
No.
Okay. You know the word flue?
No.
Okay. Let's see, a small vehicle that you might carry heavy things with. It has two handles and one wheel in the front. It's a
wheelbarrow.
Mm-hmm. And you might sharpen a knife on a little thing you hold in your hand.
A whetstone, is that what you're talking about?
Mm-hmm. And suppose it's a big thing for sharpening an axe on that turns around.
Grindstone?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the thing that you drive is a
car.
Anything else you might call a car?
Train car.
The kind you drive. Another
automobile or auto.
All right. Mm-hmm. And if something, let's do it this way. If you wanted to fry something in a skillet, you were going to make a cake, that's it.